There he is, George Michael, to start us off. A bit of Faith here on this Monday here at Classic Hits. Almost 6 minutes past 6 o'clock, Monday 25th of May. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Morning to you folks. How are you this morning?
Oh, yeah. Grand, not a bother.
Have you got new hair?
No.
It looks different.
I don't know how I could have got new hair, so I hardly have any hair.
I'll tell you what happened. Somebody cleaned the window. That's what it was.
That's what it is. That makes sense.
How are you? Good weekend?
Place. Yeah, not bad at all. Yeah, pretty good.
Excellent. Yesterday was a belter of a day, wasn't it?
Belter of a day, yeah. The other one was a windy old hoor of a thing. But yeah. But yesterday was deadly. Yeah,
it was fantastic. So got a few hours on the patio yesterday
very
afternoon.
Very nice. I was lounging around in the back garden reading a book.
Yeah, yeah. The old books do be great at the moment.
They do be great. Feel like you're on your holidays and all. Steady, so it is.
Yeah. Actually, that was bad. Yeah, sitting in the patio yesterday, I actually did this thing where, you know, had like a fruit bowl, like chopped up fruit and put yogurt on it and stuff.
Oh, geez.
And it was like
holidays.
Well, I mean, with the exception of the pool and the 5-star hotel and with the noise of obviously dogs barking and cars going by and kids roaring and all. Other than that, it was like being on your holidays.
Like being on your holidays, except it didn't cost you thousands. So
anyway,
I take it.
Welcome along, folks. By the way, Magic Mike is in the house today. He's joined us for what is a very, very special day, of course, on the Hit Bit. He's literally polishing his puns as we speak.
Oh, I tell you, it's £2,000, isn't
two
it?
Grand.
Yeah, €2,000 for Double Money Monday.
Yeah, so it's a biggie. €2,000. So because he's in the house, it means that we can literally eyeball him and start putting the pressure on for an old clue.
For whatever good that does us, but we'll do it.
I wouldn't hold your breath now, to be honest.
He's getting it.
But you never know. You never know. So that's to look forward to. New prize on the breakfast. Actually, a cracking prize on the breakfast table quiz. It is. I think it's a first, isn't it?
It is. It's
well,
a hoodie.
I mean, technically,
it?
It's kind of like a first, isn't it? You know, like the hoodie. Yeah, you see. Look at that. He got us.
Ah, come on.
I had to remind
him. He's not used to coming in.
It's way too early.
Yeah.
He should still have his slippers on and everything.
Actually, do you know something? He's normally like tapping. He's still in his pajama tuxedo normally at this time, and he's banging through as everything done.
Yeah. But
it's
anyway,
the commute.
Yeah. It's a very special prize this week on the Breakfast Table Quiz, so we'll tell you a bit about that a bit later on. And if you want to give us a shout as usual, of course, no problem. Feel free. 087-188-0008 on the old WhatsApp. Birthday's on the way. Now, I didn't have my usual almanac available.
I knew there was a something today.
But
yeah,
I think I've got a selection that can
very
do the
good,
job
yeah.
for you.
Deadly. Well, I'm ready and I would say I'm in fighting spirit. Sure, it's lying around me arse. I'm lazy today. We'll do what we can.
Vogue from Madonna, 12 minutes past 6 here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday, 25th of May. About to get stuck into the birthdays. Celebs celebrating their birthday on this day. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Excellent.
Oh, that was very Gladiators.
Wasn't
actually.
It?
That
wasn't
was very
it?
Gladiators.
That was our pitch to go back to be hosts of the
what
new Gladiators.
Gladiators,
right, where to start? What have I got for you? I'll tell you where I'm going to start, right? Because we've had, bizarrely, over the last couple of weeks, the odd conversation that has kind of floated around this whole area, right?
Oh, okay.
So we are starting with the Modfather.
Oh,
Paul Weller.
Paul Weller, of course. He is one of the coolest men alive.
Isn't
he? Can't take anything away from him.
Absolutely.
Even though he does dress like a sort of a little old lady. Posh little old lady. He dressed like a little old lady in Malahide who's upset she didn't get her venison.
And far be it from me, you know, me in my condition to ever make a comment about anybody's hair. But it has been the same and slightly unusual for a very long time.
Yeah.
Lego do seem to have a sponsorship with his hair.
Yeah, I tell you. Whatever way, he's got this whole thing going on. He is like, he's one of the coolest lads ever.
Yeah.
But it's an amazing, like, if I went around dressed as a little old lady in Malahide who was upset over not getting the right shot piece of venison, right?
And that's coming from somebody who has gone around dressed as a little old lady.
Yeah. Not a different type of old lady. Not an old lady from Malahide, no.
Correct.
You know what I mean? And people will be looking at me saying, PJ, sort yourself out, man.
Like, yeah.
What are you doing wearing a cravat and your hair on?
Well, it's like you said about that. Remember you had that encounter with Robert Sheehan?
Yeah,
and he
that's
was wearing
it, that's it.
Clown pants and Aladdin shoes.
He was wearing Aladdin shoes, and he had like these,
and looked deadly.
Elaborate pajama type Egyptian pants, and he looked brilliant. He looked absolutely brilliant. Everybody looked at him and says, "Jeez, look at him! Oh,
cool!
He's deadly, that lad." Yeah. And then Orla, who was with me, said, "Imagine you dressed like that." Like, And I was like, I know. I had to agree with her. I'm like, I know. I look.
I know. We're all in that boat.
I know.
Though.
I look.
We're
I
all
look,
in that boat.
I'd look like someone was there going, did somebody order a clown?
Yeah. Yeah. Is there a kiss? A party going on? We have a kissogram here.
Yeah, some, yeah, and it's a weird one. We keep this perversion to ourselves.
But still,
say,
these guys get, we're just not cool enough to carry
no,
off.
You have, it takes years of practice. Years
right,
of
so
practice.
The mod father himself, I the jam, which was brilliant, the Style Council, I can take it or leave it.
Ah, they're great.
They had their moments, I'll grant you that.
They're great.
Anyway, the mod father himself, what age would you stick on him?
Is he in his 70s yet?
No. Not in his 70s.
68 then.
62?
Oh, Jesus.
62.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, when you get into the little old lady thing there.
He looks a little bit older. I'm sorry, but he looks a little bit older.
So, 62 for Paul Weller. Next up, what about one of our own, Cillian Murphy?
Ah, yeah.
One of the men that appeared in one of your favourite movies, The Wind That Shakes the Barley. Wasn't that in your top three?
No.
No?
Wasn't in my top three.
Oh, right, okay. Right, fine.
I don't think it was.
Take the wind out of my sails, why don't you?
Yeah. Unless I'm just being a tosser and I've changed him.
Anyway, Cillian Murphy, who will always be, if you want to talk cool, Cillian Murphy in Peaky Blinders.
Ah, stop.
That's cool.
Peaky Blinders changed how young fellas get their hair cut and dress in the whole country. Like, everyone in Ireland, every young lad
and
in Ireland.
And the caps that you wear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every young lad in Ireland has at least got the haircut, if not the hat.
Yeah.
And when they get dressed up,
I'd
and they
love to have
to get
one
dressed
of those
up,
hats.
They all wear the suits now. The shite slightly. The shite. Actually, that's exactly what I call them.
The shite suits. They all wear the shite suits.
Shitely too short. Shitely too short. And you know, the old pocket watcher,
courtesy
you know.
The Peaky Blinders.
I know, yeah, would you get out of it? But what a show. What a great
Unbelievable.
Show.
Unbelievable. Love that.
He's Love around it. The same age as me. I'm going to take a pop. He's 44.
Yes, he is. Well done, sir.
Good
44
stuff.
He is. One in the bag. Right. Sort of one of your sort, if you know what I mean, although from the other side of the pond. Comedy actor Mike Myers.
Mike Myers.
Shrek and Gold Member.
Brilliant.
And
he's a genius. He's one of the best character actors. The best character actor that has come along since Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And,
he is.
I was about to say there. I was about to say Bill and Ben.
Bill and Ben.
And I didn't even mean Bill and Ted. I actually meant, what do you call it?
Austin Powers.
No. What's the other one he did with Dana Carvey?
Shrek.
No. Doesn't matter. You know, where they do the Queen thing in the car and all. What's that movie? Mike, you must know that
the
movie.
The Queen thing in the car.
The Mike Myers movie. And him and Dana Carvey, or whatever his name is, and they do the song in the car and everything. What? Hang on a second.
Yeah.
What is it? What are you going for?
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World. That's the one, PJ, you big aegis.
So that is Shrek.
Thank you, Michael. It's a good job Mike was here, for God's sake. We'd have been going around in circles for hours.
Yes. I can't believe I didn't think of that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, who's Dana Carvey? I never heard of her, I was thinking.
It's a bloke. But
well, I know that now. I know that now. I know it's the weird-looking blondie lad, but I didn't know when you said it.
Ah, dear.
I got to say,
my God, that was a tangent I didn't anticipate.
And here was all of us just watching it. No one helping out or anything. I gotta say, he's about 52. Would you be about 52?
Not too bad, to be fair. Mike Myers, 57.
Oh, is he?
57.
Wow.
He looks well, doesn't
he? He does, yeah.
You know,
your man, what's his name? Paul Weller nicked a few years off.
Right, next up for you, it's a sir. I know you love the sirs, don't you?
It depends. I like some of them. I just don't understand why anyone would ever take that nonsensical title.
What about Sir Ian McKellen?
Oh, yes,
sir. Sir Ian McKellen. Gandalf to you and I.
Gandalf.
He was Gandalf, wasn't he?
He was, like, yeah, Gandalf. And his best role that he's ever had is in Extras with Ricky Gervais, though. That's brilliant.
Yeah. That whole series, though, there's very few people come out that badly.
People say, yeah, I know, yeah.
I mean, they come out of it badly deliberately, if you know what I mean.
They deliberately just
slag off.
They take
the wee-wee out themselves.
And he went for it. He makes himself look like a moron. It's fantastic. It's so brilliant. Yeah. How do you
and
do
course
it? You're a genius.
Does somebody gives you the words.
Yeah.
They tell you where to stand. It's brilliant.
Hang a second. You're not confusing him with Patrick Stewart, are you?
No, I'm not. No,
all right, that's
no,
okay,
no.
Yeah. Because the Patrick Stewart's one's very good, where he's obsessed with women's clothes falling
so
off.
Funny. Yeah. That, I know, yeah. Isn't it brilliant?
Fantastic.
It's so funny, yeah. And then all her clothes fell off. Right, okay.
What happens then? And only I can see this. But all of her clothes fall.
It's his idea for a new TV show, isn't it? So ridiculous. It's brilliant, yeah.
But Ian McKellen, of course, and the
Harry
two of them...
Harry Potter going around with the used rubber Johnny in his pocket, though.
The two of them, Sir Ian McKellen and Patrick Stewart, in X-Men, of course.
are they?
You know, the X-Men movies.
I don't like them type of movies. I haven't seen them. No,
oh
I don't
God.
Like superhero stuff at all, unless it's Batman, to be honest.
Right. Okay, yeah. you're forgiven because you said Batman was okay.
Batman is okay. All the rest of
perfect.
Them.
Perfect. He's the greatest, if you ask me.
Come to the cinema for loud bags and crashes. I got to say...
Right, Gandalf is...
74.
81, buddy.
Jeepers almighty, holy fart on tonight.
81, right. And then you're kind of curveball, although I think this will be okay for you. You're kind of curveball because you wouldn't see his face necessarily a lot, but it's a famous name behind many more famous names. Frank Oz is celebrating his birthday
Who's
today.
Who's Frank Oz?
Oh, I'm only the Muppet Man. Frank Oz, the man behind loads of the Muppets and Sesame Street and everything.
Didn't know that.
Fozzie Bear and Miss Piggy and...
Get out of it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
He's their agent, is he? He must be.
He's the puppet master and the voice and
that's
the, all
that.
That's
what I call my agent as well, yeah? The puppet master.
Yeah, Fozzie, Animal as well. Although, not that Animal says a lot, but anyway. And then he was in, he was the Cookie Monster in Sesame Street.
No way!
Yeah, and Bert from...
The two lads in the gap.
Yeah, G-Bert.
I love the two of them. There's just everything about them. If they're so funny if you watch them now.
Like, yeah. You know, remember we rewatched that, the one about catching the fish?
That, yeah.
That's the funniest thing.
It's one of the funniest things.
Where Ernie can catch the fish and Bert can't.
Can't catch them, yeah.
And... Oh, honestly, it sounds ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Go and watch it on
it's
YouTube.
So
it's hilarious.
Funny. Everybody has friends in that way. Yeah. I gotta say that.
God, I would have thought Frank Oz now might have been on your radar.
I don't know.
Muppets and Sesame Street.
I'm not big into the behind the scenes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm only, you know. Who
go
cares?
On, stick a number on him.
Name Frank Sinatra's agent. You wouldn't care.
He's not his age.
Yeah, well, the man behind, well, it's lighting guy or whatever you're saying he is. I got to say, he's 83 or something.
76.
Ah, jeepers. I was all over 70.
The
place
you today. You got one in the back of the net today.
Yeah, I got to kill you more for
there
you.
There you go. Take it and run.
I'll take it and run, yeah. I'll take it and shove it up me Frank Oz now after that.
And now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim, back waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Thank you, Tara. How are you?
Good, flying form.
Absolutely, a belter of a weekend.
An
for
amazing
you,
weekend. No, it actually genuinely was an amazing weekend.
Right, I'm intrigued. Tell us more.
Well, just helped by the weather generally. I mean, it was glorious in Dublin yesterday, particularly.
Beautiful. Windy as we were saying the days before.
Windy the day before.
It was proper
yeah.
Pin your vest to your knickers day.
It was, yeah. Oh,
yeah, but it was still nice and mild. It was a warm wind.
You know, the
temperature of the wind makes a big difference.
A bit like yourself, PJ. It's a warm wind, isn't
warm
it?
Warm wind blowing.
Jesus, less said about that, the better. And I actually got to meet a friend.
Oh my God!
Like another person that I hadn't seen for a number of months, and it was lovely. We had a social distanced coffee in the sunshine.
Right.
I got a little bit sunburned on my arm.
Was it in like your garden or something, or did you actually kind of like I was on the street?
It was neither. It was how should we put it? A local premises that we probably shouldn't have been in.
Brilliant.
Well, outside the local premises that we probably shouldn't have been in.
You were just borrowing their facilities.
Something like that, yes.
Right, yeah.
Sat on a bench
.
Overlooking the sea in a place where we probably shouldn't have been, and I'm going to shut up now.
So if there's a pub that was burgled over the weekend, I think we know who did it.
I never said it was a pub. So let's just be clear. It wasn't a pub.
It wasn't a pub, PJ.
If anybody was burgled over the weekend, I think we have a suspect.
Oh, fantastic. There you go. Illegal coffees.
Illegal coffees.
Friends.
Yes. Socially distanced illegal coffees.
She's such a wild child, Tara Duggan, isn't she?
It's funny the way she gets those fizzy coffees. I don't know where she gets them.
Shame on you all.
Lagachinos or something they're called.
Good one.
Boom. Steve Winwood, Valerie, and Dancing on the Ceiling from Lionel Richie just ahead of it here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday. Almost, 17-ish minutes till...
17-ish minutes to 7.
To 7 o'clock.
I'll tell you something. There, we're getting very accurate. There.
It's like listening to the speaking clock, PJ.
I tell you, there or thereabouts.
At the signal, it'll be roughly 17-ish minutes or so.
There or thereabouts. Hope you're having a good day.
Yeah, welcome along, folks. Thanks for letting us hang out with you this morning here at Classic Hits. As I say, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Somebody's been on to say that Frank Oz, okay, that we were talking about, you know, for the Muppets and Sesame Street and all that, you know, celebrating his birthday today, was also the voice of Yoda.
Was he?
Well, according to this person.
I never heard of this. He was the agent of Yoda as well.
The voice! The voice!
The same thing. It's the same thing.
Carl is making that claim.
That's why you call it the voice. You go, someone says, PJ, will you do this gig? You'll have to talk to me agent. He is my voice when it comes to these things, these contracts. You know what I mean?
Also, since you were making a comparison with somebody on the birthdays, saying they were the same age as yourself, right? I think it was Killian Murphy.
Killian Murphy.
You said was 44.
Well, I said he's around the same age as myself, I think. Did I?
Because somebody texted in to say, are you not 45?
Oh, I am 45, yeah. Thanks very much for like being so selective. So for nickety-lickety. You know what I mean? If only you were...
You get away with nothing here, do you?
If you were only as specific with Jim telling the time, we'd all have be living in a better place now. Unbelievable.
Also, Damien's been on to say, lads, listen to Tara's COVID update on Spotify. Slow the speed down to half speed, 0.5, and it sounds like you're all jarred.
Yeah.
What a laugh. Damo, are you really, really bored? Yeah. That's an amazing thing to do.
Just there, slowing down the radio.
Slowing down, yeah. Maybe the podcast, basically.
Do you ever see the one of Conor McGregor, the famous one of Conor McGregor, when he was really underweight going into a fight and they slowed him down? Oh, my God. It's like, he's basically going, I'm going to feel you. You know, it really looks mad.
Bizarre stuff. Too much time in your hands, Demo, if you ask me.
Conor McGregor, anyway. Even with all the millions. You got a few euro. I'm money mad. I don't care to be on a hatin' book. Cash in me pocket.
Absolutely. Right, Linton, it's nearly a quarter to seven. It's nearly the special hour. The first time that we're going to get a chance to play for 2,000 quid,
yeah.
On the hit bit. It's on the way in about an hour's time.
It is. You can listen to it as many times as you like on classichits.ie. Unfortunately, you have to listen to it at regular time and you can't slow it down.
No.
But it is £2,000. We'd love to give it to you. 087-188-0008. If you want to have a go, just send a message into WhatsApp.
Yeah. Magic Mike is in the house today for a very special day. He's here to hand over the cash if that's what happens. Am I right, Michael?
Absolutely.
You're looking forward to
more.
It. And I mean, come on, realistically, right?
Yeah.
Just between us.
Right.
Okay. What's the chances of an L clue at some stage?
You know, this has happened. This happens in around the £2,000.
Yeah.
Double Money Monday mark all the time. And you push me too far, lads, and I give a clue and then it's given away. So this time, we'll have to seriously consider it.
Oh my God, he's doing hashtag hold firm.
He is, yeah, yeah.
He's holding firm.
We'll have to go to our own NEFET, which is a little public health meeting about
releasing the restrictions on the
brilliant.
Cash.
Now we can get our daily Houlihan's. A daily Houlihan's.
Yeah.
Off Mike now, where he comes in with the hit bit and he goes, okay, the statistics are we have had 400 callers.
Yeah. 25% of those were in the general neck of the woods.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Considering lifting restrictions on the clue.
Yeah, yeah, that's
so we're
going to
hold
brilliant.
Firm for the moment.
Oh, no, yeah.
That's the way forward.
This is great. Unfortunately, we have four people wrong this morning, which is a big improvement from the 300 who were wrong yesterday, who didn't listen to us, obviously, on classichits.ie and didn't follow the guidelines to look at all the wrong answers.
Yes.
That
and
are
of
on
course,
the website.
And of course, those people who are still playing fast and loose by sending in their actual guesses on WhatsApp. I mean, that's going to lead to disaster.
Yeah, if they're leading it, they're just going to bring it down on everybody, really.
Yes,
so
we need some collective cop on, I think.
Oh, this
exactly.
is great.
Exactly.
That means you could do the old, you know, once a month, that means Jim McKay gets to do the old leader speech to Leo. He gets to walk out.
I once again would like to talk to you about the hit bit. We have to come together. Restrictions are lifting. I would like to remind people, just because you have a clue, it doesn't mean everybody can suddenly just do whatever they want.
Exactly.
With the
exactly.
Yeah.
We have a roadmap to give away this money. And we will be sticking to that.
Lads, yous are officials. Yous are officials.
Representatives of the hit bit. It's a big day, to be fair. £2,000 if somebody wins it today. We would love it. We would love it. Andy would hate it.
Yeah.
But we would love it.
Makes it all the sweeter.
Exactly. If we could give it away today. So it's on the way in about an hour's time. Have a bash at it. Classichits.ie, first of all. Have a listen. See all the wrong answers. And then let Mike know that you want to play 087-188-0008. Yeah, who let the dogs out? Waking up happy with PJ and Jim Monday here at Classic Hits, 8.5 minutes past 7 o'clock. And actually, there's a few dog stories doing the rounds today.
There is, yeah.
But this one is about, Well, I mean, we could be talking redundant dogs
well,
here.
Well, I tell you, if you're listening to us now and there's a dog in the car or around you at your feet, you might want to put him out into the garden for a sniff because he's going to be very upset here.
For
in
a sniff. Because I tell you, if this continues, he won't get a sniff.
This is outrageous, right? So it's a US engineering firm and a New Zealand software company. And they're testing out, you may have seen footage actually of the robot dog that's walking through Singapore. Have you seen that footage?
No.
It's amazing. It shows how like far into the future we already are. So you have people that walk around in Singapore in parks, and it's a robot dog that's going up to people and shouting at them when they're not observing the 2 meter distance thing.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. I'm warning people who are gathering in groups. It goes up and it shouts at them. It goes, "Separate you!"
Yeah.
And people, of course, seeing a robot dog coming at you, no matter who you are, it freaks you out a little bit. It's Terminator stuff, right?
And then it talks to you. It doesn't just bark.
Yeah,
it actually talks to you.
Shouts and roaring at you and everything.
Oi! You!
Yeah. You want to see? I can't.
With the weird head.
Well, that same robot dog is now being used in New Zealand, and they're being testing it out to see how it goes with herding sheep. So it can go over all terrains, and they're testing it now on mountainside terrain to see if it can keep up with the sheep and all of this. So this robotics company, Rokos, is using Spot. Its name is Spot. Of course it is.
Brilliant.
And it developed
a lot of work went into that one.
I know, for God's sake. And he's controlled remotely as he herds sheep through the difficult mountainous terrain. They're bragging about that one.
Right. I know this is going to sound ridiculous because I haven't seen the footage, right? So,
right.
Is the dog on normal, robotic dog legs, or is it on like caterpillar tracts, or what's it on?
No, he's got four legs. Yeah,
right, okay.
Four
so,
legs.
Okay.
You want to see, it's a creepy looking yoke, really weirdly creepy looking yoke. In fact, if anyone's seen the new War of the Worlds, it's exactly the same as the alien creatures in War of the Worlds. Exactly the same.
Wow.
The way it moves and the way it walks around, which is kind of freaky, right? And your man, Rokos chief executive, David Inges, or something his name is, I don't know how you pronounce, Inggs, I'll go with Inggs. With the age of autonomous robots is upon us, he says. Our customers are augmenting their human workforces to automate physical processes that are often dull, dirty, or dangerous. So that's some statement. Organizations now design, schedule, and manage inspection missions remotely. So basically what he's trying to say is he's trying to justify making a dog redundant. Yeah, smarty arse, we know what you're doing. Well, can a dog, let's be honest, as if your dog, your robot dog, is going to cuddle up to you on the old Land Rover on the way home.
Mind you, you wouldn't need the poo bags. That's a distinct advantage.
Oh, that's a minor inconvenience.
Not to mention, you could walk it remotely. You could be sitting watching, you know, an episode of Star Trek, and it could be out walking itself.
What's the point of missing your dog's walk?
Just point it out every cloud.
Your dog walks you, that's the point. And you have to come on, charge the flipping thing and get his batteries going. More personality of an old shoe than there is out of one of these. And then you've got the dogs looking at them going, "A robot! Head in shape!" It'd be like Bull McCabe, actually, when they were there going,
"Yeah,
this was my field.
I herd me own sheep.
I've been herding sheep on this field since before the robots. Are these the same robots?"
Anyway, I thought they were going to use drones for that carry-on anyway. Either a real dog that has real dog attributes that, you know, obviously it trains to know how to handle the sheep or whatever, but, or else, I mean, I don't see the robotic dog having, like, is it, are we talking, like, a dog that Lee Majors would have had in the $6 Million Man.
No, this, it doesn't look
bionic.
Like,
can it go faster than a speeding bullet and everything?
I don't know what this thing can do. You could stick a gun or something on this one. I suppose that's the thing. It's all a very spacey, agey, freaky thing. Like, I'm not into it. I'm not into it at all. Like, you know,
of course,
I mean?
You're not into it.
Of course, I'm not into it. Dogs have been doing. They've been giving us humble service. You wouldn't call this your best mate. This
is like, you got to go with progress, though, PJ. I mean, look. Once upon a time, people were going around, you know, just riding horses. Now you've got hundreds of horses under your bonnet.
Yeah, but the horses are happy about that. That's a very different process.
Well, for all you know, maybe there's sheepdogs out there are going, "Oh, something. I can't wait to retire. I've been doing this for ages. And I've had my eye on a nice little spot there, just at the top of the garden. I'm going to sit myself down there and I'm going to enjoy myself for the rest of my days."
Acting as if sheepdogs buy villas. The little villas down the back of the garden.
Exactly. As if, yeah. I've been living in that doghouse for ages. I plan on moving up to the top of the garden. I've got my eye on a nice little spot there. I'm going to build a nice little spot. I'm going to get a pool and everything.
Unbelievable. As if they get, you know, they get paid in treats, don't you? You're going, I'm after saving up. I've got 200,000 marrow bone treats in a hole in the back garden. Poor El Fido. He was robbed by a squirrel. Took the whole, his life savings taken off by a squirrel.
Absolutely shocking.
Absolutely shocking.
Absolutely. He was ripped off by a squirrel.
Off. They're not even native to hear them squirrels. Brought in by Americans. The cause of all the troubles.
Elton John, I'm Still Standing here at Classic Hits. It's almost 17 minutes past 7. It is Double Money Monday on the Hitbit. €2,000 to play for. In a little over half an hour's time, Magic Mike is standing by the WhatsApp machine if you want to get involved. ClassicHits.ie, also a good place to start. You can listen to it as often as you like and have a look at the all the previous guesses and all that sort of stuff. And let us know then if you want to play. 087-188-0008. So listen, so basically then, if sheep, it's not just sheepdogs that are being affected by this, it's guard dogs in general, is it?
No, it's just sheepdogs at the moment. But you know what I mean, Jim.
It's a slippery slope. So all of those things, beware. Beware the dog and all those signs that you see on factories and
beware the robot guard dog, or beware whatever the droid dog or whatever they're going to call it. Spot the job grabbing hungry money dog. Whatever that'll be the.
So
signs.
We're on a vast array of unemployed dogs.
We're gonna have loads of dogs now unemployed. They'll be all on the COVID payment. That's what the is that what you want? Is that what the world wants? Is all the dogs now who are doing great work looking after houses? They'll be all on the COVID payment. Some of the dogs now making more in the COVID payment than they were making when they were out herding the sheep. And then why would you go back to work? Why would you go back to work then as a dog?
Exactly.
I tell you, and when they'll spot the
dog. Do you reckon they'll all meet up then and be, and talk, like, you know, sheepdog will meet the guard dog, will meet the whatever, butcher's dog or whatever.
Yeah, it should be a canine union. They need to unionise now while they have the chance, lads.
Well, no, not if they're earning more. I mean, like, they'd be saying to each other, oh, you know something? All I used to get, right? I used to get one bowl of food a day is all I used to get. Sure, now I'm rolling in it. Sure, now I can buy me own. I drove here today.
Yeah. And then your man comes out to me and says, oh, the battery's flat on spot. Do you fancy doing a bit of herding? I says, I do, all right. You're not talking me into that. You jackass, it was you made me redundant in the first place. You're sorry now, aren't you? Smile on the other side of your face, Mr. Bonio in the fridge.
Yeah. Anyway, so there, that's what it is. So that's your prediction, is it? A
load of dogs on the COVID payment now. This is it. Technology, it's only making us go backwards.
Just on a serious note, actually, Magic Mike sent us this press release that had come in from Dogs Trust. Just, you know, the way where it looks like it's going to be a belter of a week weather-wise.
Yeah,
it
really
like temperature-wise, it looks like we'll be up in the 20s.
Yeah.
In a lot of places. And they're just warning about the whole idea of dogs in the heat and the risk of
please be careful.
Heat stroke
loads of
and
water,
that,
and you might need to put sunblock on your dog's nose and
if for whatever reason you do happen to be putting the dog in the car,
leave your dog in the car. Please do not leave your dog in the car. Yeah, thanks a million. It gets so hot for them.
Absolutely,
it's hotter for them than it is for you. So you can imagine how dangerous it is.
Yeah, and as PJ said, even in the I know they tend to find their shady spots in the garden and all that sort of stuff, but make sure there's plenty of water out and all that kind of carry on.
And you have some ridiculous robot guard dog with no personality, I don't care what you do with it.
Two hearts from Phil Collins, €2,000 for us on the Hitbit today. It is Double Money Monday, 2K Monday. €2,000 could be yours if you can tell us what our Hitbit is, the famous song that our tiny snippet comes from. ClassicHits.ie. If you want a last-minute check on all the previous guesses and have a listen again, and as I say, Magic Mike in the building with us today. He's standing by the WhatsApp machine. Final call on the Hitbit, 087-188-0008 if you fancy having a bash at that €2,000. Right, you're still on the animal kick, are you?
I still am,
You've gotten over dogs being made redundant by robots.
I have not gotten over it.
Right,
I have not gotten over that.
But sufficiently to move on, at
I'm
least.
Just not talking about it at the moment because I'm significantly hurt about all the...
Significantly
hurt over the dogs that haven't got to work. So now, you've heard Tara talking about it earlier, right? Hitler's alligator has finally died. The age of 84. The poor alligator, he was rumoured to have been Adolf Hitler's pet. Died at 84. The reptile, his name was Saturn. So right. It was. And he was put on public display in Berlin Zoo after he was brought over from the United States. He's been all around the world, this fella. All around the world, right?
Right.
From 1936. Now, it's not known whether he actually met Hitler or not, if they were, you know. But the myth has developed over time because his life was mad. He was in Berlin Zoo and then the war, you know, ended and he broke out of the zoo and went on the run. He was found by the Russians.
What, right? Are you serious?
Yeah.
What do you mean he broke out of the zoo?
He broke out of the zoo after it was bombed and everything. He broke out of the zoo. He escaped the zoo. So he did.
Right.
Yeah, and on November 1943, the zoo was destroyed in a bombing raid and he broke out, he escaped. Now, he survived the rest of the war. We don't know how he did it. He's never spoken about it. Like a lot of people from back in the time, he's never spoken
about it. He's probably waiting to get a big book deal or something.
Well, I don't know, it might have been like, you know, the Japanese lads that did the same thing. And he just didn't know the war was over.
Yeah.
Remember him?
Absolutely, yeah.
And they sent in his... All generals and everything, please, it's over. He's like, no, they're making them say it. It just wouldn't come out. So he probably didn't think the war was over. Let's face it, he probably didn't know it started. And he was then found by British soldiers and given to the Russians, right? So then he went off and he spent the next 74 years as one of the most popular attractions in Moscow Zoo.
Right.
Yeah.
And when he's in these zoos, is he listed as Hitler's alligator?
Well, the myth follows him, yeah.
Right.
I'm sure he's not happy about it either. The myth has followed him. Mind you, it's kept him eating fairly well. He's been surviving on rabbits, rats and fish. That's a pandemic diet, if ever I heard.
You want to be careful.
Rabbits, rats and fish. He's had a long and a very eventful life, probably the most eventful life of any alligator. He was a bit fussy about his food, though, and he loved to be massaged with a brush whenever anyone was around to do it. He liked that. And if he didn't like something, he'd nod.
And was he? I mean,
at the concrete. He used to eat concrete if he was in a bad mood.
No pun intended, but like, was he snappy? If he likes being rubbed with a brush, and if he was, you know, being handled and all that, sort, like, was he a placid old soul?
He seems to have got a good reputation because people are saying, look, if he's Hitler's alligator, like there was all of this back in the day. Put him down if he's Hitler's alligator.
Yeah.
And of course, the zoo have come out in his death and says, listen, can we please, like, even if purely theoretically he did belong to Hitler, animals are not involved in politics or wars.
Yeah, he wasn't like, hang on a second, there's a big difference between being Hitler's alligator and being Hitler's advisor.
Yeah.
They're not the same thing.
Exactly. So he's saying it's absurd to blame them for the sins of humans. So,
that is a bit ridiculous.
So they're glad he's lived a good life.
Yeah.
So RIP, Saturn, see you later, crocodile. In a while, alligator. I hope he lived out his days on a nice chewy old rat. God, that actually sounds nice when you put it like that, doesn't it?
Chewy old rat.
But living out your days on a nice chewy old rat. Isn't that what we all want, really, Jim?
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
The Hit Bit is worth €2,000. It's Double Money Monday. We'd love to give it away to you this morning if we can, of course.
Mm.
Here's what it sounds like. That's it. And now it's our first caller, but I'm not sure who we have on the phone today. So how's it going? Hello, caller.
Hello.
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 I get to do this thing. What's your name? And where do you come from?
Morning, lads. My name is Rob Smith there, and I come from Carlow.
Hey, Rob. What's the story with you, Rob?
Not too bad, no. All quite.
And how's it looking in Carlow this morning?
That's actually a fine morning, though, thank God.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, did you enjoy the sunshine yesterday? Did you get a bit of that?
We got out into the garden anyway. I done a bit of painting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I be honest with you, Rob. I don't understand, lads, who enjoy painting and working and getting things done.
It can be quite therapeutic, you know, PJ. It can be quite therapeutic.
I suppose it can, yeah.
I painted all my garden walls in the back garden there a couple of weeks ago.
I know, yeah, and I didn't understand that then either.
I tell you, Rob, do you get the feeling you're talking to a lad that's never done a day's work in his life?
Excuse me, I did do it, but I had to be paid and I didn't enjoy it.
Right. Let's give Rob the money.
We'd love to give you a few quid, Rob. What do you think it is?
Lads, I'm going to go with Pink Floyd, Comfortably Numb there today, please.
Oh, right, going with a classic there.
Wow, okay. Right, so here we go. On a 2K Monday, Magic Mike.
Okay, Rob Smith from County Carlow. Unfortunately, you are wrong, my friend. But I tell you what though, Rob, don't be afraid to give it a go again. Just give a shout. Just call me. Call me by my name.
No bother, listen, thanks very much, Dad.
No, don't worry, cheers, Rob. If I was you, I'd be getting out of here too.
Yeah, as fast as possible. Good luck. Good
luck, Rob. Finished.
Right.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Right, sorry about that, Rob. Okay, I'm ready for you, Oliver. I'm ready for you. How are you getting on, Oliver?
Oh, thanks, PJ and Jim. How are you?
Super duper, Oliver. What about you? You sound in flying form.
Yeah, I'm out for a walk before I go to work, so keeping the head active for the day.
And
good for you.
What a morning to do it, yes. It's a dirty out, yeah.
It's yeah. This morning, but there's rain coming in from the west again, which are, what can we do?
Ah, yeah, I know, It's Ireland, though, isn't it? No matter what way you turn, the wind is in your face.
If you didn't have rain, you'd be disappointed.
Yeah. Well, exactly, yeah. You'd feel hard done by.
You would, yeah.
And where are you, Oliver, did you say?
Stanislaw.
Ballinasloe, right.
That's County Galway now, not Mayo. County Galway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, your reputation goes before you, PJ.
Well, come on. Yeah, I don't blame the man for not wanting to be confused. Do you know what I mean? Right, so, Oliver, let's give you a few quid. What do you think? €2,000.
Well, I think it's Chesney Hawks, the one and only.
Yeah, now, lads, I'm not too sure if anyone noticed this.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering myself, actually, that why Mike went into a Chesney Hawks number after a Pink Floyd guest.
I was like...
Did I miss that?
Yeah, like he signed one and only to the last person he guessed, Rob.
I'm glad we're all up to speed now.
Yeah.
I got the wrong caller in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Right,
however,
so is Rob right?
We'll do it in a role reversal because I am a man on fire and that is another brick in the wall.
Oh my God.
do the wrong guesses wall. It is wrong.
That's amazing. Okay. He just decided to do the wrong punchline anyway.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Oliver, listen, enjoy your stroll. Man. Take care of yourself.
Cheers,
bye bye.
That's as bad as calling Oliver a Mayo man now, that is.
And you know what the weirdest thing about was? I was, this is typical of me, I was afraid to point out the fact that I didn't get the last one.
Yeah.
I was just, oh yeah, call me. That's very good.
Doing better than me.
He's still wondering what's going on.
No, I just thought Pink Floyd wrote that song for Chesney Hawks. I mean, fair enough. I never knew that. There's a tidbit I picked up this morning.
Oh my
God. It's all new to me.
That was truly bizarre.
I said, no wonder that was Chesney Hawks' only big hit. It was written by Pink Floyd, I was thinking.
Talk about how to control the masses. I'm afraid to even turn around and go, I don't get it.
About that, fellas.
That's all right.
I've let us all down.
I think, to be honest, it was really good that way. I liked it back to front.
Anyway, listen, you can have a go again. It's going to stay at 2K Monday, of course. €2,000 on the hit, but next chance to play for that €2,000 is with Niall Boylan in a couple of hours' time. In fact, it'll be what? What's he play? Quarter to one, is it?
Quarter to one, yeah. We were saying quarter to two for a while, but it's actually quarter to one you can play with Niall. It'll still be double money Monday, €2,000 with him. God knows, he doesn't do puns, which is such a pity, because Pink Floyd probably have another classic hit like Hold Me Now or something.
Blondie's Heart of Glass, here are classic hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim on this Monday. Hopefully you're in good form, folks, coming off the back of a decent weekend weather-wise yesterday, I think, for most places. If you got a chance to enjoy any of that. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout, of course. Thanks for letting us hang out with you this morning. Big story today, of course, really, is the hit bits. It's all about a big winning day, a big money day here at Classic Hits. We didn't manage to give it away, but Niall Boylan, quarter to one. He'll play again for €2,000.
Savage.
On the hit bit. It's incredible stuff. But, you know, as I was saying there, sometimes, you know, it's not about the big kind of €2,000 things.
No.
Sometimes it's the little wins.
Sometimes
that can make all the difference.
Yeah. I mean, we all like a big win every so often as well. Let's not go too far mental.
Correct.
But the truth is, it is the little things that make your day worthwhile a lot of the time. It's the little things you really look forward to in your day, or the little surprises that happen in your day. You know yourself.
Hmm.
So they did this online sort of survey thing, and they asked people, you know, what are the little things, the little wins, you may call them, in life, that sort of lift you and take your mind off things. They polled 2,000 people and discovered some of the things that spark joy, Jim, you know, include simple things like getting an hour of sleep extra in bed and all these bits and pieces.
Yeah, I'd nearly classify that as a big win. But anyway, I know what you mean. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I suppose it depends. For me, it's not a big deal. You know what I mean? But for my sister, who has 3 kids and a husband, an hour extra hour in bed, that's like a week in Torremolinos for somebody.
It's like, you know, it's like that thing where, you know, when you get to be our age, PJ, But you know that thing when you wake in the middle of the night because you might need to visit the facilities. Right?
How many times? Just once. If it's just once, that's a little win.
But it's the timing of that. You know what I mean? If that happens and it's, I don't know, you know, midnight or 2 a.m. or something, you think, fantastic, I've still got a few hours to go before I have to get up. But if it happens a half an hour before your alarm is due to go off,
isn't it weird? It's a fine line.
That's terribly annoying.
Because if it's 10 minutes before your alarm, you're great. If 10 minutes just lying here uncomfortable, I'm all right with that. I don't mind that. I can do 10 minutes.
That's a little win for you. 10 minutes of uncomfort.
10 minutes of, that's grand, I was only up once last night and I'm forced to go now and I have 10 minutes to lie down. I don't have to worry about it. No immediate panic. That for me is a little win.
There you go.
The joys of aging, Jim. But to celebrate a little win, more than a fifth of the people in the surveyed would reward themselves after they get a little win. Do you know what I mean? So they might pour themselves a fizzy then after and say, good for me. You know, little things making all the difference.
So they get a little win and then give themselves another little win after.
And they give themselves a reward, yeah. It's not mad, isn't it?
So wow.
They say it's all about the little things. So now I'm going to have two little things to make a big thing out of it. But the other 46% of people said, nah, they just enjoy. They just enjoy the fact.
So, I mean, I assume we're talking about that thing where, you know, a pair of jeans has gone through the washer or whatever, you stick them back on, you suddenly realise there was money in the pocket or something, and you're suddenly like, you're £5 better off than you thought you were or something. Does that classify as a little win?
That is right up there. I have a top 10 of little wins here.
Oh, really?
I have a top 10, so... If you want to hear them,
do I ever?
So getting a compliment from a stranger is a little win. I would say that you have to be careful with that one now. I'll be honest with you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Someone coming up to you or me are going like, I have to say, you're looking fairly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't look ancient. I'd be like, thank you very much. But whereas, you know, when
basically, if somebody says something to me like, you know, whatever that classifies as compliment, straight away, I'm thinking. Wonder what they want.
Yeah, well I don't mind.
I wonder what they're going to ask for. Well, yeah, what sort of favour they're expecting.
And then, someone coming up to us and saying, fair play, you look well, is different than some old dirty elf going up to a young one.
You're lovely looking.
Ah, get out of it, you filthy old fecker. Number 9 is getting a lucky dip on the lottery. I'm not sure what that means. That must be one of the...
Well, like a quick pick thing or something, or a lucky dip.
I don't know. It must be an English lotto or something, is it? Maybe. Some of the English ass put that in.
Because I have to say, it doesn't feel like a little win, those, you know, winning a scratch card or whatever, when you've spent like £15. You've won a €3 scratch card.
Or the worst still, getting 3 stars and going, there's no point in sending it in. They won't even let me on the show. No, there's nothing to it. Number 8 is completing a DIY task all on your own.
Wow.
I wouldn't know.
I mean, a little win. I don't know. Satisfaction, maybe. Absolutely. There'd be a great sense of satisfaction and all that, you know, when you do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
A little win, though. I don't know about that.
I don't know.
Doing a lot of hard work, if you ask me.
I just don't get what people get out of it. And I hosted a DIY show. Number 7, completing a to-do list. Yes, you have a list of things you want to get done in a day. You hammer them all, and that feeling at the end, you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
You feel like a competent, almost adult person when you do something like that. I like that. I definitely get a good buzz out of that now, to be honest. Number 6 is watching a sunset.
Great.
It depends what time it is, doesn't it? You know what I mean? In Ireland.
Yeah, exactly. Well, at least we do sometimes get to see a sunset.
Well, in Ireland in January, the sunset's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
4 o'clock in the afternoon. You know what I mean? 4 o'clock. Is that even evening time? I don't know. But sunset, I don't know. Sunrise,
maybe. Lovely. Again, you see, I don't know about a few of those. You know, like even the completing the to-do list. Fantastic. That's great. You feel good after it.
Yeah.
It's not like a little surprise victory, a little sort of...
Okay, well, here's one. You're going towards the traffic lights, and just as you're about to touch the brakes, they turn green again.
Now, that is a little win, buddy. Absolutely.
That's number 5.
Thank you very much.
I'll take it. Here's another one, right? You go home, right, and you don't realise your other half has changed all the sheets on the bed when you were gone, and you get into the bed and you're like, oh, jeez.
There is something about the new sheet thing.
Yeah, the new nice, sort of, chilled new sheet. There's the go down. Now we're into your territory here now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so here's another one then, number 3. We get a lot of that here now, in fairness. We're very lucky. receiving an unexpected little gift in the post.
Absolutely.
We are now, in fairness, we're the jammiest people in the world.
And we are very much in favour of it. And let us just say to all of those people who would ever consider sending us surprise gifts, thank you.
Especially cake makers of the world. Foods and cake makers, we love you so much. Number two, this time of year, it's a big one, especially the hours we work, to be fair, when you wake up and the sun is out.
Yeah.
That's a big, that is great.
The drive to work, you know, at that time in the morning when it's lovely. Bright. Is
absolutely lovely.
It's actually really nice.
I know,
by
yeah.
comparison to, like, you know, 6 months later.
When October. It's,
when, I mean, the names I call you and Mike on the drive in, going in to see this pair of... In this kind of weather, you know, when lashing, you're freezing.
Waking up in the dark and you hear the wind wrapping itself around the gaff and all. Jeez.
Yeah.
And here's the number one. And it was the first one you went for. Putting on, like, an old coat in the winter or whatever it is, or putting on your summer coat for the first time after it wraps around and you find yourself a few quid stuffed away in the pocket.
What
you
forgot it?
All
of them. It's brilliant. Lovely feeling. What is it about it?
Because it feels like it was never
only,
your money. It feels
exactly.
like you won it. It feels like you won the money. Out
even
of,
if it was only a fiver. It's like the fiver's worth 50 quid to you. It's something amazing. I don't know what it is
it's
about it.
It's deadly, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely deadly. I don't know what it is about that feeling. I love that feeling.
That's amazing.
Do you ever put on a pair of jocks you forgot about and you thought, jeez, they'll never fit? They do.
Yeah. Jesus. To be fair, no, that's a very good one, yeah.
Like,
or any piece
God.
Of clothing. Stick a shirt on that you think, this was a bit tight the last time
yeah.
I put it on. And suddenly it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, you're going through the clothes to throw them out and you go, oh, jeez, I'll put this on for a laugh. Oh my God, it fits. Jeez, and to think I spent 5 quid and that was nearly going to throw it out. Unbelievable. It's like another one for me would be finding a stash of chocolate you leave somewhere if you forget about chocolate. I love that.
Yeah.
You stick it in the fridge for later, goes out of your mind, whatever, and then you're
yeah. Or you're, especially if
you
yeah,
stick
if
something
you're,
in front
you're
of
having
it.
A cup of tea and you're looking for something, God, it's not biscuits or whatever, you know.
And someone goes, oh, do you know what I got to you?
Actually, do you know? There's...
I only bought a packet of Java cakes there. On the way home, and you're like, you didn't.
Yeah.
You didn't. Oh my God, you did. Oh God.
We should get married.
This is better than anything. Oh, I get very excited about stuff like that.
Brilliant.
Very excited about yeah. stuff like
Mike,
that.
Mike, anything you'd like to contribute? Little victories in the world of Mike Hogan.
I have to say, the bed sheets one now, that is the business.
Yeah.
In fact, they were only changed in our house for the first time since the pandemic started the other day, and wow, it was beautiful.
Yeah, and I have to, can I give you one of the other ones that I've gotten during the pandemic that I've gotten a few times, and it's been a lovely little feeling win, right? The other way now, we're all addicted to Netflix and all of that, right?
Yeah.
And then you're kind of like, oh, I've nothing to watch, and you're... I'll go up and I'll have a scroll, see if there's some rubbish I can fall asleep to, and then you see one of your favourite programmes has just dropped a load of episodes, new ones, and you didn't even know they were coming. Oh, that's
brilliant.
Amazing.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Amazing.
Actually, yeah, there's definitely a little win in stumbling across a new box set.
There really
or
is
something
a
like
new
that.
TV
knowing
show.
That you've got whatever number of days or weeks or whatever ahead of you, depending on how many series you are behind.
Yeah, like when I first discovered Game of Thrones years after everyone else, I was
me
like,
too.
Oh, this is brilliant. I'm going to literally have 2 months of my life absorbed into some fantasy la-la land.
Yeah.
Lovely
brilliant.
Feeling.
Absolutely yeah. brilliant.
Unplugging from actual life, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you turn on the news and you're like, sure, they didn't even mention Cersei's eye falling out of the dragon.
Brilliant. Well, listen, let us know what it would be for you. 087-188-0008. You've heard the official top 10 of what these little wins are regarding. A few
sake.
Of them I'd have issues with. I mean, again,
I'm after satisfaction. Spilling coffee all over the desk again. Do you know what
there you
be
go.
A little
you see
win for
now,
me?
There is. There's a little win for me and Mike.
The day.
DJ's just spilled coffee over himself.
The day I don't do that, that's going to be a big win. That's going to be like a lottery yeah. win for
By
me.
By the way, this is after he put hand sanitizer all down his back.
Down
we'll tell you
back.
That in a minute. Yeah, Charles and Eddie, would I lie to you here at Classic Hits 821. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Monday. 087-188-0008. We're looking for your little wins. Those things that, you know, those little things that happen that make you feel like it's a kind of a little mini victory for you.
Yeah.
Unexpected little pleasures or whatever. Like the top one was the, you know, sticking on the pair of jeans or the old coat or whatever it was, and suddenly finding that there was a fiver in the pocket or whatever, there was money in the pocket, that sort of stuff.
I had another one there as well.
Go on.
You know, you were telling me all about Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
And I went on Amazon Prime, you know, to have a look. You get the free month. And I remember to cancel it just in time because it's absolutely poop.
Well, there you
and
go.
I was delighted with that because I normally would forget about these things and then I'd see the invoice would come in and I'd be like, oh no.
Yeah.
And I've paid for it then and I'm stuck with it for a month. I remember just in time, you checked the day. 2 days before they were going to charge me for it.
So there you go.
God.
A little win. So that's what we're looking for. 087-188-0008. You can let us know this morning. By the way, do you believe in karma?
Yeah, a little bit.
Because
yeah.
It just happened literally just now. Because, you know, I was slagging you about spilling coffee. Because what basically happened was, and Michael can verify this, early this morning, PJ, we have all, because part of all the regulations or whatever, so these hand sanitizers are set up on the walls now all around the place.
They're brand new, by the way.
They're brand new, yeah.
They weren't here last week.
Yeah, so, no, just to be clear, not reasonably large. Like, I mean, you know, if you were looking at all, you wouldn't miss them or anything.
Yeah, well, somebody put one where you previously used to lean when you're waiting for your portage, say.
So while Mike was chatting to PJ earlier on, PJ did, as PJ does, and he leaned on the wall and got hand sanitizer all down his back.
I squared myself in the arse with it. Yeah, I did, yeah.
Fantastic. And yeah, then, of course, you had your coffee spill moment.
Every day.
And which I very rudely said was a little win for us. You know, laughing at your misfortune.
Yeah.
And karma has kicked me right.
Thank God for that. What have you done?
In the buttocks. Because you know the way my coffee press had a little crack down the side.
Yes. Oh, brilliant.
But it was working perfectly.
Yeah.
I just went to press me coffee there and it finally gave way.
Oh, I'm delighted.
Is it all over your jocks?
No. Thankfully, I luckily spilled it all over the floor instead. It's now in the bin.
Oh, and minutes after he gave me abuse. I'm so happy. Minutes.
Karma's a terrible thing.
Oh, the world is a wonderful place, really.
Down with that sort of thing, I say.
Oh, that's so fantastic. And now he's got no coffee.
And now I've got no coffee.
Oh, don't worry. There's a load of instant out there since World War II, you can tell. I think the last time they filled that up was when Adolf Hitler's crocodile was roaming around. Oh, that's great news.
So there you go. Shocker.
Oh, that's lovely news. That makes absolute you the only shocker. Person in here without a coffee pot, doesn't it?
Yes, I'm afraid it does. Well, it means I'm going to have to go and purchase one from next door.
Oh, God. If only there was someone in here that was not able to use one but is keeping it to himself anyway, even if he does spill it all over his desk.
If only there was somebody in here who had so much time on their hands while other people are doing a few bits and pieces, that would be free to go into the shop next door and get one.
Such a shame. Such a shame. There's nobody like that around, isn't there?
Yeah, that's Prince and Raspberry Beret. I mean, that's grand, you know, a Raspberry Beret. But I mean, unless you've got a purple hoodie, you're not even at the races.
Not even in the race.
I don't even know if you can consider yourself to be, I don't know,
anything
worthy.
Nonsensical if you're not dressed in regal purple.
Absolutely.
Classic hits.
You can take your Prince's Raspberry Beret and you can keep us. We have got an exclusive PJ and Jim purple hoodie courtesy of our friends at jackandjade.com who have put this together. Exclusive merchandise for PJ and Jim.
Yeah.
You could be the first to get your
hands on it.
Sticky little paws
on it. The coronavirus is terrified of it.
Yeah.
That may or may not be as scientific as anything Donald Trump has ever said.
Correct. Anyway, if you want to have a go, last call to get involved. Of course, no score to beat at the moment. You'll be setting the standard for the week. Magic Mike standing by the WhatsApp 087-188-0008. Let us know if you want to play.
Now, we were talking about the little wins, right? We were talking about the little things that really lift you, give you a little lift on the average day. Here's one that we all love, right? Nice day like yesterday. Like today, maybe, is looking out to be a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Go on and getting yourself an ice cream. It's hard to beat, right? In fairness, it's hard to beat having an ice cream on a nice sunny day.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, how many times have you gone into a shop, I'll get myself a nice little ice cream, and looked into the big freezer? And there's nothing left, like a couple of Chilli Willys and a little Popsy Maxi twist with the broken spoon.
Are you talking about like a cone or just any sort of ice cream?
No, I'm just talking about any ice cream at all, really.
Because a cone on a sunny day is an amazing thing.
I know, I overdid it.
That is special.
I ruined them on myself.
Did you?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't mind, for years you were right beside one of the best of them.
That's how I ruined it. I was going to Teddy's in Dunleary every single day. I was like rocking down. You can't turn left or right in Dunleary without bumping into a Teddy's. So I was ice cream coning the head off myself. For 2.5 years, I was ice cream coning the head off.
You were cocooning, were you?
Honestly, if I turned the heating on, I went right back and get an ice cream. So I went a bit mad. So it's any kind of ice. But here's the thing. You might think you know how to enjoy an ice cream.
Yeah.
You're just one of those commoners that's not allowed to wear purple. You need to be... You need a scientific formula. There's apparently a scientific formula to how to enjoy ice cream, right?
Okay.
I love the way people get paid for this. So with the help of sensory scientist, Dr. Sarah Kemp, she has come up with the formula, the perfect formula to how to enjoy ice cream. It's impossible to understand unless it gets breaking down for you, though. It's like it's I at minus 14 degree plus half S plus UDS. It's all this nonsense, right?
Right.
But here's how they break it down. So here you go. If you want to enjoy the now in the
so if you're planning an ice cream over this coming week, I mean the temperature's supposed to be high most of the week.
You might want to get a pen and paper now.
Yeah, because we don't want you to go and just be normal eating your ice cream for God's sake.
Some wild dog just lapping away, licking on a lolly, like some crazy person out there. No, this is what you have to do. So firstly, you should leave the ice cream for 15 minutes after taking it from the freezer. It needs to reach an ideal temperature of 14 degrees Celsius. Right?
Hang a second. 15 minutes after you've taken it.
Well, now we know that Jim is a Philistine.
Well, obviously.
You
leave it out in your room or whatever room you're in.
Imagine putting that
out now on a really hot day in the garden. I'll just leave that there for 15 minutes.
Yeah, well, I'll have that, yeah. But you know, it has to be left till it's soft to the touch.
All right.
No need to aggressively dig at it with a spoon. So we're talking about, you know, this is the ice cream now out of the tub, right?
All right,
And this will release the aroma molecules, so you'll get some proper nose from your ice cream that you wouldn't normally get if you were just to shovel away at it.
Yeah, you wouldn't be getting any nose, you'd just be getting brain freeze.
Well, I mean, obviously, Jim, if you're getting brain freeze, what sort of speed are you consuming it at? Using a teaspoon, you must get a teaspoon, to scoop out a small amount of ice cream, about half the size of the spoon. This is how much you're supposed to take in a bite, right?
Half the size of a teaspoon?
Well, listen, Jim, while you're gnawing away like an Alsatian at a litre of ice cream, this is how the
purple wearing people are doing
this. This is how the lilac dressed people of the regal side of Ireland are doing it. Then you place the teaspoon upside down in your mouth so the ice cream touches your tongue, taste buds first.
Right.
Good Lord, like. I mean, I think that there's actually someone that did this.
My ice cream would have been melted now listening to all this.
I'd be halfway through the tub. I'd have chocolate fish coming out of my nose and everything now. If I got sucked into that. You know that Ben and Jerry's fish food? I love that.
Yeah.
I gnaw on that so fast. I'd be too late.
I know I was slagging about the idea of leaving it out in the sun for 15 minutes. Sounds mad. But there are times when you take some of that stuff out of the freezer and, I mean, a pneumatic drill wouldn't get through it.
Rock hard.
Isn't it? I mean, you could use it to knock down walls and things.
I've taken a hammer to ice cream, though.
If anybody else had said that to me, I'd have said they're exaggerating now for comedic effect. But it's absolutely, I believe it's absolutely true.
No, not a claw hammer. You know the old mallet, the Mason's mallet. I've taken one of them to it and smacked the spoon down the middle. Because it wouldn't have taken all day otherwise. It was like
absolutely.
A rock. It was like a rock. So move the ice cream around your mouth. This is step four. Note the cold sensation and creamy texture. And just as that hits, we're into stage five, where you inhale through your mouth so that it reaches all your taste receptors. Yep.
Oh my God, like wine.
I know, yeah. Number six, keep the ice cream in your mouth. Don't swallow just yet like some savage. For a full 12 seconds to experience maximum flavour. And then, number seven, this is the easy one. Repeat with every bite to build up the full ice cream taste profile and sensation of flavour of what you're eating.
Right.
Can you actually imagine eating ice cream like that? Can you actually imagine going
Take
for a
forever.
Date? Imagine going for a date with someone and they were sitting across and you were there. Yeah, I'll have it. Do you want to get an ice cream? Yeah, you get the two little tubs.
Yeah.
And he or she is sitting next to us, looking at you, sniffing, snorting, and then, you know, doing breathing actions. I'd be going, are you going to eat that raspberry ripple? Are you going to just breathe and hover over it? Or do you want to hand it over here? Or are you all right? Do you have a toothache? What's wrong with you? I couldn't be dealing with that sort of carry-on at all.
Oh, my God. And as you said right at the start,
why?
Why would you need science to tell you how to eat an ice cream?
Yeah, why... Why?
I mean, talk about trying to take all of the pleasure out of it.
Try saying that to me, dogs. The way to eat ice cream is as fast as possible while you hold one eye closed, shovel it down into your face, and if you need a hammer, you need a hammer.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz.
win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score, hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz, with Julie Kilmartin's online revision courses and weekly classes, bringing her amazing team of teachers to your home at the click of a button. See kes.ie.
Very exclusive prize on the Breakfast Table Quiz this week, the first ever PJ and Jim hoodie. It's courtesy of our friends at jackandjade.com, the people who put together the Clash of the Titans hoodie for us. So the first ever PJ and Jim hoodie. This is so exclusive, so amazing. Even we don't know what it looks like.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you have to be royalty to wear these. They're made by super llamas in a factory.
Or jackandjade.com.
But they use super llamas.
Of course they do.
It's made for the wool of super llamas.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, no score as yes. We're going to set the standard today. Who's going to do it, PJ?
It's going to be Jennifer McEntee in Dublin this morning. It's going to start us off, get us out of the traps. How are you, Jennifer?
Not too bad, PJ and Jim. How are you?
We're very well, thank you. Jennifer, a very important question. How do you look in purple?
Oh, it's my favourite colour.
Excellent. Good answer.
Good answer.
Jennifer, you can tell by Jennifer, she's obviously very regal.
Telling you, of course, I know, hopefully you get it started like your man last week. Actually, hopefully you don't. 17, it was hard to get anyone on the phone after.
Oh, here, I'm not going to get 17 last week.
So what's your story today, Jennifer? Anyway, what are you up to today?
I'm working from home. I work for UCD, so the campus is closed down, so we're all working from home.
All right, very good.
What a weird year for you guys then. So used to like it being so busy normally with people around.
Yeah, exactly. It's very strange.
Yeah, have you been out to the campus at all, like, since it closed down?
No, I haven't been on campus since the 14th of March.
God, there's people out there making zombie movies, I'd say.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Such a big space and normally so lively. Like
tumbleweed rolling through. Yeah.
Anyway, I don't think I'd want to be out there. I think it'd be too creepy, to be honest.
Probably,
would be eerie, all right, yeah. Listen, Jennifer, let's hope that you can rack up a cracking old score today, right, to start the ball rolling. 60 seconds to see as many as you can get. Obviously, no score for you to beat. You'll be setting the standard for everybody else. So you're good to go.
I'm good to go.
Very best of luck, Jennifer. Here we go.
Who was the male star of the TV series The X-Files?
Pass.
David Duchovny, in which country is the city of Kathmandu?
Nepal.
Which flower is the national emblem of England?
The rose.
What type of clothing is a sombrero?
It's a hat.
In computing, what does the M stand for in RAM?
Pass.
Memory, who played the title role in the 1999 film The Talented Mr. Ripley?
Matt Damon.
What is the other word for German measles?
Rubella.
What is the maximum number of full terms a US president can serve?
Two terms?
Yeah, what are the fruits of the rose bushes called?
Pass.
Rose hips, the foot of which animal was traditionally carried for luck?
Pass.
A rabbit, with what sport would you associate Henry Shefflin?
Hurling.
Name the system of printing with raised dots that enables blind people to read.
Braille.
The Band-Aid charity appeal was originally set up to relieve the suffering of what country?
Ethiopia?
Yeah.
Yes, well done. It's always great when you get one in right at the very end.
So
like a little win.
This morning, though, I have to say. They're a little tougher again.
Yeah, there's a few hard ones in there.
You did well, though, Jennifer. It looks like a decent score to start the ball rolling. I reckon it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 correct answers.
Not bad at all, Jennifer.
Not bad at all, Jennifer.
Cheers, lad.
Listen, have a cracking day. Take care of yourself.
You too.
Cheers.
See you, Jennifer. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.